Swiggy dishes out gains for SoftBank Vision Fund. DPDP clause may stall India's AI progress, warns IAMAI. Inside Nandan Nilekani's $3 trillion idea. Rene Cosmetics raises $30 million and targets offline growth and tech investment.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's kick things off with a tasty win for SoftBank courtesy Swiggy. So SoftBank just dropped a quarterly profit of $2.87 billion for April to June. So quite a turnaround from the loss it reported last year. Now what's the big driver here? A $4.9 billion boost in investment gains from its Vision Fund. And yes, Swiggy played a starring role in this rebound. So here's what happened. Swiggy stock saw a sharp surge in June, climbing over 20% and closing the quarter around Rs. 400 a share. So that momentum carried into July as well, briefly peaking at around 420 rupees a share before cooling off in August. Swiggy alone contributed a $357 million gain on the $450 million SoftBank had invested. Now that's a pretty decent return, especially compared to some other names in its India portfolio like Ola Electric, which is still in the red. Now SoftBank's keeping a close eye on India. It's holding stakes in Meesho, Lenskart, Delhivery and FirstCry as well, all of which could go public very soon. Lenskart's IPO in particular is turning a lot of heads, with SoftBank planning to sell a chunky 2.55 crore shares in its 2,150 crore rupees issue, the biggest institutional exit from that deal. So while new investments in India have slowed down, SoftBank seems to be placing its bets on the IPO boom. Now from food to fine print and how one legal clause might throw a wrench in India's AI ambitions, the Internet and Mobile Association of India, that's IAMAI, has raised a red flag about the Digital Personal Data Protection Act or DPDP Act, which came into force last year. So what's the issue here? A clause that defines what counts as publicly available personal data. Now Section 3C2 of the Act says if you've made your personal data public, it's fair game. But IAMAI says that, hold on, what if someone changes their privacy settings later? Or if it was accidentally made public? Now, this lack of clarity matters a lot for AI developers, especially those building large language models that rely on publicly sourced content to train. So IAMAI's warning is that this could lead to undue compliance burdens and stall innovation as well. So their solution is either clarify the clause or temporarily exempt AI model training, especially if it's based only on public data under Section 17.5. Or so we'll be tracking how Meti responds to this, especially as India's AI momentum heats up. All right, now imagine if your land, yes, your good old backyard, could be traded like a stock or used as instant collateral for a loan. That's the big idea Infosys co-founder Nandan Nilekani is putting on the table. He's calling it a $3 trillion unlock. So the logic is simple. Nearly half of India's household wealth is tied up in land, but much of it is economically inactive so far, sitting there not earning or being used. So Nilekani's pitch is that you can token these land, turn it into digital assets that can be traded, sold fractionally, or used as collateral on blockchain-like platforms. He basically believes that this could improve credit access, especially in rural areas, and potentially push India's GDP growth to 8% by 2035. But critics are cautious about this. In fact, Zoho's Sridhar Vembu warned that financializing land might lead to distressed sales or land being scooped up by institutions. Others like Uday Kumar from NIC pointed out that India's land records still need major upgrades like geo-referencing and syncing ownership data. So while tokenization may be the future, there's a long checklist to tick before we get there. All right, let's wrap things up with a splash of color and some serious capital from the beauty world. Rene Cosmetics, a direct-to-consumer brand based in Ahmedabad, has just raised about $30 million in its Series C round at a $200 million valuation. Now, the round was led by Playbook with participation from Evolvents India and Edelweiss. So, what's fueling investor interest in this startup? Company claims it tripled revenue over the past 18 months and has now hit an annualized revenue run rate or ARR of about 500 crore rupees. That's roughly $60 million. And the company bets that they'll be doubling that to 1,000 crore rupees in the next 2 years. So Rene plans to use the new funds to deepen its offline presence, roll out more products and invest in tech and marketing. The brand already has about 200 SKUs, 15,000 retail outlets and sells online via Amazon, Nykaa, Flipkart and Myntra. And it's also starting to test global markets with pilots in the US, UAE and Australia. Now, remember, this fundraise comes at a time when the beauty and personal care space is buzzing with companies like Sugar, Mama Earth and Pilgrim all vying for consumer attention in both digital and physical stores. So Rene seems to be going full glam, but with a solid strategy underneath. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.